plum too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's
Do
what
we
we
need
would.
to move?
No, not there. Down this side. We're gonna tidy up this mess along here.
And this?
Yeah, you can help me dig.
There's only one bucket.
I've got two buckets here.
Oh,
Crash.
that's daddy's
Yeah,
thing.
that's daddy's things. We'll put those back in. I think we'll have to go and weed it first, and then we'll sort out the bits that need chopping back.
What?
We'll sort out the bits that need chopping back. Look at that great big rose sticking up there. Shall we go and look?
Where?
There, look. It's going right above the fence. Needs chopping back a bit. Come
Are
on.
you gonna do that?
With the secateurs.
Be careful.
I will. Well, it's a bit prickly, so we'll have to be careful. Oh wait, put it. Oh, ah. Bit of a do, aren't we?
Dear.
Well.
Oh, the water just got.
Yeah, that can go back in the shed now. Ooh, the bag's going away. Come back, please. There's a big chunk of it water, so be careful. Don't
Why?
We don't want it to see you. Yeah?
What can we do?
Oh yeah, put that in the bag. We don't want that.
We can be that.
No.
Mom.
Dandelions are starting
Mommy.
to grow. Yeah?
Where are dandelions?
There, that's
Where?
one. There,
Where?
this plant. There, that's the fruit.
Where?
Yeah, that's a dandelion leaf.
Where?
It's on there.
There.
Yeah, those bits there. Last year's acorns are still here. An oak forest, if you're not careful.
They're in the way.
Yeah.
Can I go on the motorbike?
Yes, sir. Can I get you down?
I just need to do a bit of waiting.
You seen all these acorns beginning to grow? Look at that.
Mom.
Yeah, they're growing a root.
Yeah.
You don't want it though. You want it to grow to sugar.
It's the roots in the grass.
Oh.
Is it weed anymore?
Yeah, if you can get those bits out, that would be handy, so you have to mow the lawn in a bit.
We don't need that.
No, we don't.
No.
Thank you. at lunchtime, so it's dried up quite well. Take the minute I do the lawn. Why should it not be crusty? You've been in the oven baking.
And it be crust.
It's sort of crispy, everybody likes the crispy bits.
I like crusty.
Oh, good. Well, how's it been, Daddy? And what's more, how are you? Terrible.
Just about survived
today.
I can't stop it.
The legs and whatever it was aching this morning.
I'm chopping it down.
Pardon?
I took some more and I did at lunchtime.
Oh, there's a cheese in there.
Yeah.
It's nice, Mummy. I like it. I like it. So you all rushed off to town after school today, eh?
We did. And bought Ruth a photograph album.
Now we did the push chair.
You wanted the push chair, did you?
Yeah, because I wanted something where I was.
Yeah, we didn't seem very well this afternoon at all.
Yeah.
Sat on a chair and not moved. Afternoon, then he fell asleep a bit in the car.
I had a bath.
Was it nice having a bath?
The hair washed.
So you're all nice and clean, are you?
Mum. How hard. How much have got the most hard bits?
I think everybody else likes them crusty, you see.
No, but I can't chew it. Because of my tooth. That's the bestest one I really needed, Mum. That's the one I needed a lot to eat chewy food.
So you bought Ruth the photographic album.
And we bought new shoes.
And you got some new shoes for you and for Christopher.
We got your negative album as well.
And we got
to do the negative.
I had got all those two just there, Mum. Just there where my tooth is gone. Can you see, Mummy? I'm making where the food
we
went.
We had it in the shop. The lobster shoes were clothes.
Clothes as well.
Yeah. What he's trying to say is that he had his shoes in the shoe shop.
Yeah.
And Christopher's shoes went to a
clothes
shop.
Yeah.
In fact.
And he had the blue shoes like mine. Like I was on the golf team. We were, Daddy, going to choose.
No, you said so we red shoes,
Daddy. But we were going to have some blue ones of those team hats. But they were too small. The last size of them all were too small, so we can't have those anymore. They run out of red.
We had shoes. I had those blue ones.
That's right. I remember you used to have some blue trainers, and Christopher had some red ones.
Yeah, and we were going to choose some blue ones.
I thought we'd use Tim's old shoes for trainers. If you see what I mean, like when he's going out on the bike and things, we use his old shoes for now. And then as his feet grow a bit bigger, then we can buy him some trainers for the summer. He's already got huge feet. Remember what size the lady said your feet were? She said size 10, didn't she? Which would jump from 8.5.
Huh? It's really 10 feet.
No, not 10.
Not 10.
10 feet.
Size 10.
You like your size 13 then, where your size. Your shoes were size 12.5, but we had to buy 13s for the trainers.
go back to one or something.
Mm.
At what stage?
To 30, I think.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Mm. Is Mary coming here tonight or are you going there?
Here.
I rang John to see if he could come at the same time. Or I could go there at the same time. She's busy today, she's seeing him in the morning. Ask Johnny to help me chop that then.
I'll
chop that
off.
And then you get a little more tail with it.
I a little bit more of that crust in it. Like these top crusts.
You like crusts, do you?
But here I'm having crusts. I don't mind these little bits.
Right.
A bit. But Mummy, I don't really.
Pretty efficient, really.
Yeah, quite.
As mothers go. And I did the garden.
It's been a nice day.
It has, yeah.
So,
James's mummy said it was going to rain this afternoon, didn't she?
And it's sunny.
Daddy, it's been sunny.
And James Bond is white.
I set off a little despondently to mums and toddlers,
yeah.
Thinking, oh, this is the best bit of the day. And
yeah.
I'm missing it. It wasn't. And it was a very nice mums and toddlers. Hardly anybody turned up.
Why was that?
I don't know. Last week we were absolutely packed out. And then this week.
Ill,
well, either ill or else they've gone. You know, because it's a nice day out. I don't know. Who knows the minds of mums and toddlers? There are quite a few chicken pox, don't you?
What
Why?
Do you do, Tim? Toddlers.
Played.
Yeah. What did you play with? Anything special?
We had the mumba pretty clean and we left.
Try it again, Tim. Daddy didn't quite understand. Say it again.
It's a print in the wheel.
No, no. He's talking about a story.
What's the story?
Clean the windows.
Clean the windows?
Mm-hmm.
What? And he beat the fireman, because the fireman
went. Is this from Christopher's book?
Yep.
The one about Mummy. Yeah, Mummy. Mummy the window cleaner, who went and rescued some people. She became a fireman.
Mums and toddlers thought it was wonderful. I mean, they had half a dozen, see, in there, because it was low numbers all round, so we had low numbers in the story time as well. I had a little do with a little boy called Shane. He decided he wanted to come into the story in his blue car. So I explained to him that he had to choose. He could either come in and have a story or he could play with a blue car outside. Well, he had a fit. And he was rattling the door. And I didn't realise it was a childminder he had with him, not his mum.
Yeah.
And she came over and I heard her sort of saying things to him outside. Anyway, we finished the story and got onto the rhymes like we do. And this little body sidled in through the wind, through the door. And he sort of sat there, looking pathetic, you know, would you like to come and sit on my knee? No, he said. So I went over and I picked him up anyway, and I sat him up. As I do on my day, I said, we'll just do some rhymes. And I could feel him sort of going, you know, like they do, all pathetic and whiny. Anyway, we finished the rhymes, and afterwards, it was, by then, he'd calmed down and he was fine. So I said, shall I read him the story now? Because he missed it, of course, you see, having decided he'd come in without his car. So I said, next week, you perhaps come without your car. Yes, he said. So I think I'd won him over by the end, but it's a bit hairy.
Mom.
Especially as a childminder, I hadn't seen what had happened, so she didn't realise why he was carrying on like he was. Made the whole thing a little bit tricky. Can I give you this present that Tish has given me?
What presents? Presents and proclamation. You got a moustache.
Yeah.
Rosemary came up and said she'd really enjoyed last night, so that was something.
Okay.
I'm not sure it was that brilliant, but I was just a change, that's
yeah.
all.
Oh.
Being direct, to the point.
Did they like the gingerbread man?
Not Randy.
Gender.
Who had the gingerbread man?
Tim
oh, one
the
or
dinosaur.
Two people.
Oh, yeah, all
one
the people last night had.
Yeah, one or two did.
The gingerbread man or what? I
won! The tiny ones, either the boys or the girls.
I won. No, you
the other.
Did you have a snack?
Well,
today?
The girls had little bits at the bottom, little down bits. I have one today. I had the head of the big man, gingerbread man, for my biscuit today. And for my snack, I had a dinosaur. My snack had a whole dinosaur. They had the head of the big one.
It's you.
For my biscuit when I come home.
It's you.
And we had lots
of
biscuits.
Sounds like a lot, but it wasn't
nearly. Did you eat all the sandwiches, all the cake, and all the banana?
I think Christopher's well again, don't you?
Give him a spoon.
And I had one of those tiny bits of cake.
I felt really hot this morning.
Because my throat hurts.
Your throat hurts as well. So all
the throat
hurts.
I've got a sore throat too.
I've got a sore throat too.
I had more
than
him on. I had the video on with Bruce and Jim because I had enough.
Well, it won't matter. It's got his mask, doesn't it? It can stand clear. And that's presumably the point of having a mask.
Can
so what
I have mum forgive me?
Certainly. I'll go and get it. Have you finished
you
there, Christopher?
Well, you come up here and, you know, talk
that's
to me.
That's yours. Thank you.
He's passing them over and I take them around.
Daddy, you're doing one more. There's only one more. Oh, it's an easy one, this one, isn't it? It's behind us, isn't it? Can we have it? He went on the floor again. Oh, I hopped on. Dad, what's left over is my favourite, Dad, of all of this.
My staff couldn't cope with the day.
Oh dear.
I asked home this morning.
She went home yesterday, didn't she?
No, the day before.
Oh. Cake!
She's not coping, is she, really?
No.
Is she just ill now, or is she just...
She definitely is ill.
But life generally is not helping.
What's gonna be left over?
What do you mean what's going to be left over?
I'm gonna bowl it over there. It tastes better with ice cream. Chocolate ice cream.
Is this a Rose McConnell recipe?
No, dear.
I thought not. Especially to prove, which is, do you do double exercises now?
Yeah, I did double exercises in the garden today.
Double exercises? What? Double exercises?
I moved the bush, can you see it?
Where?
Do you remember your dad putting in a big, huge something or other that we never did find out what it was? And it's an ugly little specimen.
I can see there's a gap there now, isn't there? Between the rocks.
Oh, no, no, you're thinking of something else. That was that other pathetic little shrub. That never did anything, but we inherited. And when I moved all that stuff that was on there, all that junk, after we first moved, I thought it might flourish. Well, it sort of did, but it was kind of spindly, so that's gone. No, no, another bush. Over the side. Same time as he planted the, what do you call it, where the butterflies all go on? Buddleia. Same time as we planted the buddleia, we planted this other thing that we don't quite know what it is, against the fence. And it kept sticking out when we played ball. Do you remember? Because it was too big for the border. I really wanted little flowers and prettiness down there. And
yeah!
We ought to have a bush.
Yeah!
And
it's a prickle!
It.
The prickle you want, is it?
So I've moved it up to that corner there, where nothing else grows. See what it can do in that corner.
Oh dear!
It probably will die a death because we could hardly any
Mommy!
Sun.
Mummy!
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Mummy! Mummy!
Yes, Timothy?
Look! Stephen's kicking up. I have to chop that down.
You're right.
I'm down the other side.
The forsythia has actually flowered this year.
That's it.
Remember it used to be 3 inches long, it's now a foot long with a flower.
You haven't seen any on the telly. You haven't seen the horse one.
No,
you haven't
watched.
I mean, I've seen the Rosie and Jim horse one.
I haven't seen Rosie and Jim. I haven't watched any telly this week.
Oh,
I haven't watched Rosie and Jim. There's another thing that
Tim's made up for you.
I wanted to watch.
Square eyed, isn't it?
Story time.
Eggs.
There's one about
science.
No.
Think of that.
Well, it might be there, so I'll watch it. There's something about delivering a letter, wasn't there?
Oh,
on
yeah.
Your birthday. I can watch that one.
Let's play bus.
Let's play bus.
No, it isn't. That's watch, isn't it? Oh, is it play bus?
No, it was
yeah,
a play
bus.
I think it was a play bus.
What?
There was a letter in Worcestershire as well.
Mm.
It's a local programme,
isn't yeah. it? Dad! You haven't seen the...
It was done by the Playbus man, that's what you're
talking
about.
Egg one. You haven't seen the egg thing about.
Well, there's lots of things I haven't seen. Have their time,
sit
this
there,
week.
Daddy, and watch the lot.
Right. Are they allowed to watch any more?
Well, Christopher hasn't watched anything.
I haven't watched anything today.
I think Tim has watched more than his fair share really today, but still. He was so ill this afternoon or whatever it was. But that Christopher was on something.
Helped you with the gardening?
Nope. He came up for about 10 minutes and he said, I'm going back in the house, mummy. Just kind of flopped on the chair.
I found the bottom!
Have you?
Look! There's the bottom!
Perfect, you've got to eat the pie bit as well.
I almost had stiff teeth.
Stiff teeth?
Timber. Which can scrape
soft
along
teeth
the mouth.
Mum,
you must have very strong teeth. Because, Mum, when I dip into chocolate, Mum, the chocolate stays on there when I eat.
Mm-hmm.
But his is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Mum. Look at his back. Look, it hasn't got very much on, has it?
No. Did you enjoy that, Dad?
But it's actually bump next, isn't it, Mum?
I've no idea.
It's bump next on telly if you haven't watched any telly.
Christopher's got homework to do.
I finished some of it. Mum, Dad.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Dad.
Yes. Yes.
You haven't seen everything.
Rosie and James.
You haven't seen Rosie and James. Horse one.
Or think
PM.
About.
I haven't, no.
Or play, but.
No. Lot of time to.
Or.
You haven't seen think about.
And you haven't seen story time.
The last
now.
Thing about
I don't.
Outdoor was about. Bones.
Then
Bones is the last one I saw.
You haven't seen.
The one which is taped over.
Really?
Yeah, there's another think about on top of it. Think about giant eggs. Eggs.
No, wait eggs. A minute.
Look, no, I can balance that on my head.
Wait a minute.
Agog, Tim. Keep going.
What?
I said we're all agog. What do you want to say?
What's agog?
A bear went over the mountain.
A bear went up a mountain.
And it changed
up. Waiting in amazement.
You have that.
Is it?
When
you haven't watched that.
That's it.
Because you haven't seen that.
No.
What about a log? Well, it was quiet as a log.
Quiet as a log. Yeah, I suppose a log can make a noise.
You can't wash up.
Well,
I can't wash up. It's my turn to wash up, isn't it?
I'll wash up, dear, while you watch the telly with them.
But I
no.
haven't done the cooking, so it's my turn.
Alright, dear, I don't mind.
So you're not watching the new stuff? Well, anyway, not the new stuff next.
However, this one needs to finish off whatever he's meant to do for Mrs. Freya. Before it starts. With a pencil, not with a green pen.
Does this one know what he's supposed to be doing?
If you just do that front page, which is easy, and the second page.
I've already done the second page.
Have you? Come on, that's alright. Hold on. Where is it? In that case, you've probably finished it.
Can I finish the whole book?
Bet you haven't. Come on.
What? Finish the whole book? How are you finish the whole book?
Not the whole book.
And did Christopher's trainers cost £30 in the sale?
Finish the whole page.
Do you want to do this? Yeah, we'll finish that. Ah. Have you done this bit? No. Look at page 13.
Dad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to find out what to put there.
Dad.
Yes,
where's number one?
Haven't.
Yeah.
Front
page.
Different one.
Different cover.
There's a front cover.
The last
the
rosin gin I
for
saw
the
was when he went to Stratford and he watched the puppets.
That, yes, well.
Yeah, we watched it together. It's a horse one.
Is it a horse one?
Rose again, and
yeah.
The rose again. Again.
Oh. Yes, when you watch the horse,
yes.
All comes on next is
yes.
Rosie and Jim again.
He keeps changing like
Rosie and Jim goes on,
yeah.
And then it starts off, and then it goes on again without winding it backwards.
Amazing.
Double Rosie and Jim.
Yeah, double Rosie and Jim.
Like the dark, if we got the whole video coloured with Rosie and Jim, we'll Rosie and Jim.
Well, we've got one Rosie and Jim video, haven't we?
Mahoon.
But that was Christopher's, wasn't it? Because Christopher had his on his head, do you remember?
Well, I've done
so
two
I,
here.
Yeah,
but I don't know where the ring is.
Can I have my ring back? And then Christopher can go and look for the ring that he had on his head. He had a wooden one on his head, do you remember?
Would you like to go and look for the ring, dear?
I'm going to sneak.
And while you're at it, there's a bit of plaster on the floor, so if you want to. That's disgusting.
Who would have children?
We did. We got quite fond of them, didn't we?
But not at
But not
times.
When they're eating. Yeah. Why did I bother giving you a bath?
Just wash it up and dirty it up again. The bath is for dirty. My summer water.
Have you found a clock? Good enough. Did you find
can
a clock?
Run
Right.
Toilets are upstairs.
Stop!
Oh, Daddy, what on earth did you let him do that for, dear? Because you thought he could do it. You were wrong.
He can't.
I think when it comes to pouring, Tim, until you're four.
Or five.
Or five, or six, or 72.
I'm four times.
72.
If you pour some tipped all over the mat and all over
till
the
72.
Carpet.
Might as well
be the carpet. Think that's too big, and that's
I'm
broad.
I'm going to go and start washing off
and
you
and it,
pass
and, it and it goes over. Think that's big, and that's small.
Is that to do with your
contraption?
No, think that's
big.
That's big, and that's small. And if you pull over,
what else have I forgotten to put on then, this list?
Tomorrow we're going to the dentist at 4 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah.
Have you got any money?
Money? For the dentist?
Well, I've got no money. You have to pay to go to the dentist.
Oh yeah, we'll come out to check.
Come
out to check. I think that's easier.
You've got any cash then?
Well, I've got a bit, but. Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it, really?
Take advice,
to take home, yeah. Or to send to the Morgan Press. I don't know how these things work. Sorry?
Then we can tell my mummy and daddy what we did to them if they need to help.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because we don't really want
we
it, do we?
She said we didn't want it.
Do you envisage this chap staying all of Sunday, or what do you think?
We don't know. I mean, we could either take him back during the afternoon.
Right.
Or if he wants to stay, you know.
Because it won't be a long evening service, will it?
No, we'll have to finish at 7:30. Whoever, which one of us is there, we're assigned to people. Because if you're assigned person after the service, you can't stay there very long anyway.
Right, so it doesn't
so
matter.
So whoever, you know, say if it's me, which it shouldn't be, I could take you home after the service.
That's probably just as well. So it's sort of a couple of hours onto the service, really, isn't it? So you'd be back by 9:30. 10.
By then we'll know where to go, I think.
True. We hope.
I think it's on the A today, so there are.
Have you looked it up then?
I haven't looked it up, but I'm pretty sure I'm looking it up.
It's quite exciting, isn't it, having him today? Are you excited by it, dear? You seem like you're excited.
It is something different.
It is certainly different.
Just about anything. So, yeah.
And we can just toddle him along to everything we do. Just,
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know, we can do things in the garden, we can do things around the house. We don't have to lay out anything special, do we?
No, exactly.
Well, I
Not
expect
that we have to go
just
out
because
and
we're special type of thing, it'll be okay, because he'll be able to enjoy just being with us. Or not, as the case may be.
I'm sure just the experience of having just me and the ordinary boring
Family,
man.
yeah. And the children, I expect that'll be interesting for
Yeah.
him. Because I can't imagine he will have met many English children knocking
No.
around, really, because the situation he's in won't
No.
have many. I mean, there
Well,
might
it's
be
possible.
some, but
Yeah.
not. And no doubt Martin will get fascinated by the poor man
Yep.
when they get to know him.
Yep.
After all.
When you're like a ten, I'm sure you can play without too much language or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure of.
Running around
Well,
the floor.
considering he was able to speak on the telephone, you know, he did very well.
We've got a lot of things coming Sunday, next week.
Well,
Seems to be
people keep telling me about them, and I
quite
don't
a
seem
lot.
to write them down, and I can't remember what they are anymore. So I suspect I might be doing things, but I don't know what they are.
Indeed. Yeah. Probably better find out about your cleaning.
I will look into it. We're in charge of transport, by the way, to get the Pathfinder to Hannah's house on the day of the battle.
Pathfinder to Hannah's house?
Yeah. Diana's
Why's that?
inviting Pathfinder for a drink.
Are they?
Mm.
Nice.
But I don't think there's any hassle, because John will have his bus, and we'll just throw them all in. And then what doesn't go in, we can ferry. Something else, April 15th.
What's that?
This information technology course. Excited about that, isn't it? It's nice, isn't it, having something
Yes.
up here on the horizon. happened too.
Yeah.
They said they get locked everywhere.
Okay.
And all suitcase.
Okay, Jack, where does that
Somewhere that I can wash bag of it. Unless it's a wash bag. Michael and Jill sent no
David and Gwen.
David and Gwen sent those socks that I've been wearing today.
Who?
And
This was shared after.
the bulbs which I've now planted in the garden.
Yeah. They're
Freezers.
fine.
By the fence in the sunny position. Hopefully in the
They're like sun dew.
Yeah. Whether they like it desert like, I don't know. I don't think they do actually. We'll have to keep watering them.
I shall have them around the trees. We can look forward to the summer in September but in more water.
Did you ever
Even tonight actually I noticed that it's not so dark and everything seems a bit more relaxed around tea time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who else?
It's only just over a week until the clocks go
Yeah.
back.
Same as Mother Nature.
That's right. So I could be getting excited about it. Don't know.
Supposed to be gonna get cold again. Like where were we?
Friendship. What, is it on?
Mm. Anyway, yes. One of the friends was in Albania. But that
You
must
won't
have been some time ago, wasn't
Yeah.
it, now, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that's right. You won't find much about it when you try and read any books. You just won't find anything about it anywhere because virtually no one's ever been. Totally used to everybody.
How come they went then 3 years ago?
Did they?
It says so in that letter.
3 years ago. Don't know.
When did it sort of
Only collapse. Not much over a year ago. Between 1 and 2 years ago, I'd say.
So who's in charge then now?
Nobody. Sort of they run it fairly much sporadically like many of these other countries are. You know, they have these interim governments and just they don't really know how to run a country cos they've never had so-called democracy before or whatever.
It's quite scary when so many countries all over the world are like that. Especially when they've got nuclear weapons and the beck and call. I don't know what some of the countries seem to know what they're doing. The Green Party have done their manifesto today.
Have they? Seems like 2018.
No nuclear weapons. Although a few other things. And then to try and get the economic policy in line with the balancing it with the sort of green ideas.
Well, that certainly would be out of a job if the green people got in
Well, you
power.
would really.
Yeah. But all of us would be out of jobs.
I think it would be too quick, don't
Dictatorial.
you? And dictatorial, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very dictatorial.
On the other hand, maybe we need somebody being dictatorial around these things before we get round to shifting and changing. I prefer what Christopher brought home from school today. He brought home Gary the car what was he called? Gary the garbage grabber or something. Anyway, he was recommending various things about what we should and shouldn't be doing with our plastic bags. They weren't saying thou shalt not have them. They were saying think what you're doing with them
Yeah.
and make less use of don't just go for a trip in your car to the recycling place. Make sure that you're doing